Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Me, I'm ready.
Go ahead. Give us your Weird Al movie thoughts.
Okay, so it was announced today that a biopic is going to be made about Weird Al Yankovic, written by Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay.
So this is obviously endorsed, approved.
Sure.
All that good stuff, right? It is going to star Daniel Radcliffe as young Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay.
To me, that is a weird casting.
Why?
I just don't think he'll be able to pull off the wig.
Well, it doesn't matter.
No, it does matter.
He just has to be able to act.
I kind of see it in the face, though.
It matters to me because I don't think he's going to be able to pull off the wig.
The sounding like it is the most important part.
Sounding like it?
Yeah. Sounding like Weird Al. That will be the most important part.
I don't know if sounding like it is necessarily the most important part.
I don't think the wig is the most important part.
I think you have to look. Like what's his face? Sam, whatever his name
was. The Rock?
No, not The Rock. You know who I'm talking about.
I don't know who you're talking about.
The dude who played the guy from Queen. The Egyptian guy. Why can't I think of his name? He's my people. I should be able to think of his name right now.
I'm just going to let you work on this.
Rami Malek?
Rami Malek. Yeah. Yeah, Rami Malek is out here, and I'm telling you that he looked like the dude from Queen. Like that, he had the teeth, he had the stash, he had everything. That dude.
The dude from Queen.
Like the dude from Queen. I don't think Daniel Radcliffe is going to be able to pull this off. Just the look. I just can't see him with long, curly hair. And I'm like, yeah, that works.
You know it's Freddie Mercury, right?
Yeah, I know it's okay. Freddie Mercury.
Right.
Yeah,
you just kept saying Freddie the Mercury. Dude from Queen.
Yeah, I'm not trying to harp on that point. All I'm trying to harp on the point that I don't. Like, if you had to cast someone to play Weird Al Yankovic, is
it going
to be?
I don't know. Who are you
going to
cast? Jonah Hill?
No, not Jonah Hill
either. Well, that's my point. Like, you don't know it until you see him in character. He could probably nail the character, and that's all that matters.
I'm sure Daniel Radcliffe is a fine actor. He's always going to be Harry Potter to me. But that's it. Man, he was that one time where he played the body. Did you see that movie?
No.
Where he was just like the cadaver, and like he was used in like weird ways.
What?
Yeah, it's a weird movie.
What are you talking about?
It's a movie. The all Twitch right. people watch it. They watch weird things.
All right.
I don't know. To me... Give me.
When's this movie coming out?
It was just announced, man. It was just announced.
I don't care.
It's not like there's a trailer.
Well, then what is this any good to me right now?
Well, you said you had a sandwich that was named after Weird Al Yankovic.
No, it wasn't named. Weird Al played the Chicago Theater. And you know there's this Potbelly's on the corner of State and Lake?
Wait, like this weekend?
No, not this weekend.
I was going to say, I was there and he was not there.
Years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I went into Potbelly's to order. And all of a sudden, a guy is speaking, ordering his wreck on a wheat with extra mayo. And I look up, and it's Weird Al.
Wait.
He's ordering a sandwich. He's playing a show in like an hour.
Wait.
He's ordering a sandwich. No one is bothering him. He gets his wreck.
No picture?
No, I didn't. He was ordering a sandwich. I wasn't going to bother him for
a
picture.
You're standing in line. Potbelly's is the one place where you can bother someone because you walk in and you just have to stand.
No, you let Weird Al be Weird Al.
But
let him have a sandwich.
But he's not having the sandwich.
Well, he did.
He's waiting for the sandwich.
And he had the sandwich.
But he's just standing.
He's wearing a cool leather jacket because that's what rock stars do.
Well, he's a rock star.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone in the Twitch chat suggested the dude from, I think he meant Workaholics. He said Workspace. But yeah, I think he means
With Workaholics. The hair?
Yeah, Blake.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's already got the hair. I feel like now we're just thinking of dudes with long hair.
Well, that's my point. You have to be able to act, and they'll figure out the hair part after.
Like Jonah Hill is playing Jerry Garcia. That is on brand.
Okay. Because he could probably do the part. He can act it. This is what I'm telling you.
I don't know.
You don't have to worry about the wig.
Daniel Radcliffe can do this.
We have fantastic wig technology in today's current movie landscape.
I'm not worried about the ability of the wig to fit on his head. I'm worried about the ability of him to me look at him and going, yeah, that's Weird Al. I don't see it.
Oh, wait. Can I add this to the conversation?
Sure.
We need a Weird Al movie.
We don't. But he's making it. I get it that I thought UHF was his story. I thought UHF was the story of Weird Al Yankovic. I've actually seen Weird Al Yankovic do a Q&A and talk about UHF before a screening of UHF. That's very nerdy, I know.
We've run out of ideas.
Damn nerds.
For movies that we are now going to the Weird Al biopic.
I feel like this is also an industry that Gen Zs know nothing about.
What?
The parody song.
Oh, the Weird Al years?
But, like, you know how big Amish Paradise was?
Yeah, it was huge.
Huge! That'll never happen again!
What was it? Yeah, no, I mean, yeah.
I feel like Weird Al could work on TikTok so well.
You would think.
Don't, like, I just feel like that would work so well.
Resident TikToker, expert, Tyler producing the show tonight, along with Eric.
His name is Tyler Aki.
Tyler producing the show tonight, along with Eric. What is Weird Al big on the TikTok?
I've definitely seen him once or twice, but nothing noteworthy.
Right. Are there certain songs that are more popular of his on the TikTok?
There aren't any. No, his songs didn't make it on TikTok.
Oh, come on, man. You got to make
we
that
We could
happen.
Start a trend.
You could.
We could.
Eddie on the north side, you're on ESPN 1000.
What's up, Eddie?
Hang on, guys. I gotta load this stuff.
Okay, we'll come back to you. All right, hold on, Eddie.
All right, thanks, Eddie.
We'll come back to Eddie in a second.
First time caller, Eddie on the north side.
I feel like this isn't it. Like all those albums, all those Weird Al albums. Like there's not gonna be like there's no Weird Al anymore.
Well, there is. He is.
Well,
Weird
he
Al is Weird Al.
But when was the last time Weird Al put out an album?
Well, I don't know. I don't keep up with his career, to be honest.
Why not?
Because the moment I left grade school, I didn't find the music as interesting.
I respect the craft, though.
Weird Al came out with Mandatory Fun in 2014.
Mandatory Fun!
I don't like being told it's mandatory.
Oh.
We're having fun.
We're having fun, or else I'm turning this car around.
Did you know that was his final studio album?
So he's retired?
And final studio album.
Wow. I remember Running with Scissors, which was in 1999, and that had, let's see, where's the track listing? Track listing. It's a parody, The Saga Begins, which is a parody of American Pie. That was Pretty Fly for a Rabbi, which is a parody, obviously, of Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he did Jerry Springer, which was a parody of One Week. It's been. He did a parody of Polka Power, which is just he really was into the polka too. A driving force in the polka community. He did Grapefruit Diet, which was a parody of Zoot Suit Riot. This was on Running with Scissors. Do you want to know what was on Mandatory Fun?
I don't care.
Do you want to know what on Mandatory Fun?
I want to go to Eddie on the north side.
All right,
Eddie,
go back to Eddie.
You ready?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, guys. I was just trying to make
you're
pizza
fine.
Over here for
what kind of pizza are you making?
Are you getting
there?
Pizza?
What do you got?
It's unreal. I'm Nick doing some Italian sausage with some green peppers and onions and fresh garlic and everything. I'm throwing it in the thing.
So it's not
but
frozen.
Anyway,
it's not frozen. It's
Tropic
fresh.
Thunder, Tom
Eddie.
Cruise.
Eddie.
I mean, come on.
Eddie.
Yes.
Is it frozen?
No. Fresh.
Wow, look at you.
Damn.
Look at you. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the kids are making the pesto one over here, too, in front of me, with some Alfredo sauce and some garlic and, I don't know. It's just a thing we're doing tonight, you know?
It sounds like a great night.
I love it. I love
it. Great night with Black and Abdallah in the background. Love it.
Hey, okay, I'm going to run a couple of things to think. Every favorite one, except for the one that everybody on the station.
I thought we were talking about.
We were talking about
Daniel Radcliffe.
Wait, no, I'm not being reckless. Everybody thought San Francisco was going to win, like up and down the line. I mean, every place I listen to, and I love Frisco, everyone won. So if it's parody, it's parody. But, you know, if you're betting and you're doing things and you're taking favorites, you're making
Eddie,
money.
I think we're talking about different kinds of parody.
Sure. No, I'm with you, man.
You know what I mean? I mean, every single one of them.
Parody.
Even if you
parody.
Parody in the NFL, parody. Just like
just
Weird
like,
Al and his and parody songs.
Yep.
Hey, I love you guys. You guys take care. Have a great night.
Thanks, Eddie. Eddie on the north side. Yep, here we go. We're off to a good start.
Mandatory Fun was he did a song called Foil, which was a parody of Royals. By Lordy. He did a song called Tacky, which was a parody of Happy. by Pharrell Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard that song.
No.
Have you heard that song?
The Pharrell song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm happy.
Yes, I've
get
I've
it? Because it's techie.
Yep. All right.
I feel like that would be a good one. He did a song called Word Crimes, which is a parody of Blurred Lines. Yep. Also a Pharrell song.
Yeah.
With Robin Thicke.
Yep. Yep.
And T.I.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like that Weird Al should just play himself. Like, wouldn't you put it... I mean, come on. The all of the stuff that Weird Al's done, from Fat with the Fat Suit to all the different, you know...
Well, he's old. He doesn't want to act anymore.
But he could just play...
He wants a young gun to get in there.
I feel like it'd be funnier if he just played himself.
Yeah,
through the years. Like when Howard Stern did Private Parts and just played himself through everything, and they tried to make him look younger.
Well, he's a superstar. He could do it.
Well, yeah, I'm saying have Weird Al do it.
He doesn't want to do it anymore.
All right.
Tom and Oaklawn, you're on ESPN 1000.
What's up, Tom?
I think it was around 06 or 07 or something like that, when people were going out of their minds and saying Heath Ledger as the Joker for this new Batman movie, that'll never work. And boom.
Well, there's
that's the supporting act.
The Joker's not a person, though.
No. No.
Right. Got you, Abdallah.
No, he there did. The is. Joker's that's not a person. Anybody Radcliffe. Could be the Joker.
Not apparently not.
Could you?
Apparently not.
No,
everybody.
I couldn't be the Joker, but I'm not a thespian.
All right, Tom. Thank you for the phone call, man.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're off to.
I wasn't in 10 Things I Hate About You.
That was a great movie.
It was.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
All right.
I couldn't be Weird Al Yankovic if I wanted to be.
Can we talk football coming up next?
I mean, we can.
NFL Wild Card Weekend. A couple teams that won in blowout fashion have coordinators that the Bears are interviewing or will interview over the course of the next week. The Bears are still searching for their GM and their head coach of the future. We get to football coming up next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Weekend in the NFL is over. If you're a Bears fan, you're trying to figure out who your team's going to hire as the next general manager and also for head coach. Take Justin Fields and this team into the future. Now, Abdallah, a couple of games that we saw over the weekend. The Bills, they beat the Patriots 47-17. The Buccaneers, they beat the Eagles 31-15. And both teams have candidates on both sides of the ball and also in the front office, all interviewing for the Bears' head coaching job and also the GM role. Is there anything from the weekend that you saw maybe swaying your decision on a head coach, a GM, or someone that should take this job for the Chicago Bears based on what you saw over the weekend where you're like, this solidifies my opinion. I think it needs to be this guy. Did that happen this weekend?
I don't think so. I think you and I have had a little bit of differing opinions on who we want as our head coach, and not like the guy, but more the type of guy, right? Like, you want someone who is an established, has been a head coach before,
yeah,
right? You want someone with experience. And I think that you shouldn't discount someone like Brian Daboll. And I think I saw on display this weekend, it didn't, like, move him to the top of my list, because I still think Brian Flores is at the top of my list. But Daboll might be coming in at number two, because I see what he can do and his ability of what he's able to accomplish on offense and tailor his offense to his quarterback and change it throughout the years and develop a quarterback that we kind of hope Justin Fields turns into. So with that, I think that with his showing in the playoffs and to see what they do, like let's say they beat Kansas City, right? Then it definitely goes up a notch too. You know, then he might become, because he might be de facto number one, because not saying that the reports are reporting this, but there are definite ties between Casario in Houston with the Texans and with Flores, who was fired from Miami. There are definite ties from the former Patriots going back and working together with the Texans. So he might be number one just because of availability. And I think that I wasn't like, oh, man, I need – now he's moved up to number one. But I'm like, that's a dude who – that interview, he just puts on this tape and puts his feet up. And he's like, you want Justin Fields to look like that? I can make Justin Fields look like that.
And I wonder if Bears fans watched this weekend, especially with Josh Allen and what the Bills did, and they said to themselves what you just said, that Brian Daboll is the guy because look what he did with Josh Allen and look at what the Buffalo Bills did to the Patriots. The conversation, the talking point all week heading into last week's games was that the Patriots are well coached and they were going to keep this game close. And from the jump, the Bills blew this team out. Mm-hmm. And not only was it the offensive side of things, the Bills have the best defense, if you look at yards per play, in the entire National Football League. And they showed it once again how good they are against the Patriots, the fact that in the first half they give up 3 points. And the game was not in reach at that point anyway, but point being is Buffalo on both sides of the ball blew the Patriots out in that contest on Saturday night. And so if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 312-332-3776. To me, my philosophy has not changed, but I think you nailed it. I want someone who has had experience in the past as a head coach just because I don't want to start again with someone who is not experienced mm-hmm. in the role, and then we find ourselves in this position 3 years, 4 years. Like I want someone who knows what it takes to do the job at the highest level, and there are many guys who have the ability to get a second chance, a Brian Flores, a Todd Bowles, even a Leslie Frazier, that I think are all worthwhile options. And I think the Bears could win with all those options. Mm-hmm. The unfortunate thing with my take is that the majority of the guys who are up again for a head coaching job for the second time around, most of those guys are defensive guys.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think you should rule them out, but I feel as if most fans would prefer it to be an offensive-minded head coach for the Bears.
Well, I think you could also get into a situation, too, where like some of these guys that are offensive coordinators that are getting looks may not get jobs just because there's more applicants than there are openings.
Sure.
And so they might make a lateral move, or you can't really make a lateral move. You have to become like assistant head coach or something like that. But essentially, it's a lateral move. And so one of those guys, like Todd Bowles or Flores or Leslie Frazier, could bring one of those guys. Are they going to bring, like, Dable's getting a job. Like, it's Dable's getting a job, especially after this last week. But that New England defense was 10th in weighted defensive DVOA. So, I mean, that's a top 10 defense that they just demolished. Like, they were just messing with them by the end of that game. And so to me, him having worked with Belichick for years, him having worked with Saban for years, and then him having worked with Josh Allen and developing Josh Allen, it doesn't, I'm not saying like, oh, go out, like don't, like I didn't tweet out, say, hey, don't let him leave the building without a contract, right? Like that's not a thing, but he definitely gets more of the, well, I wouldn't be worried about hiring him as my head coach because I feel like his experience working with the best NFL head coach probably ever and the best college coach ever, to have to have worked with those two guys to know how to kind of build a system and kind of build the culture in, like, we know he has an offensive system, to know how to build the culture in the building, a winning culture of working with the Patriots and then working at Alabama and working with Saban even before that. So like he knows what he's doing. He's also somewhat younger too, so he's not coming in as like this old hard-nosed football head coach. It's like, it's my way or the highway and we're running my system and you players have to adapt. No, he adapts to the players that he has. And so because of that, you look at a guy like him coming in and running his own program, and I'm not really opposed to that because I think he's someone that could do it. He's got the experience. Look what he did with Josh Allen. He's not top of my list, but he might be by default just because Flores might get a job with the Texans.
So the Bears are continuing to look throughout the weekend, yesterday, today. By my count, the Bears have 15 interviews to conduct for GM, for the general manager position, and 10 interviews for the head coaching role. That's 25 by my math. It's the final countdown. Now, based on this math, I believe the Bears have talked to 6 head coaches and 9 GMs to this point. They've conducted 15 of 25 interviews.
Wow. 2 today.
And 2 today. So at this point, they've got 25 on the list as the Bears continue to search for the next guy to run the team and then the next guy to work underneath the guy running the program, the GM and the head coach? Could it be a tandem duo? Could it be someone who is paired up with one of these head coaching candidates who have been in the previous spot? The Bears are interviewing guys from the Buccaneers. They're interviewing dual threats from the Buffalo Bills, from the Colts, from all these different teams. Could it be a combo package where you get the GM from one organization and he says, yes, my offensive coordinator with me in Buffalo, that's my guy. Brian Daboll, he's coming with me.
What if you got all three? No. Listen to me now. What if you got Joe Schoen from the Bills, the assistant general manager.
Shine, sorry.
And he becomes the general manager. You get Daboll as your head coach. You get Leslie Frazier as your defensive coordinator, assistant head coach.
So you're just giving him the tag of assistant head coach
to lure
Leslie Frazier away from a good situation that he's at with Buffalo?
He's going to come back home. He's going to rebuild the Bears' defense. Come on.
Charter franchise, yeah.
Man. Come on. And he's going to help Daboll in his first year as a head coach.
To navigate
someone,
George?
To help. Talk to George. He's like,
I feel uncomfortable.
You talk to George.
Situation.
I mean, come on. You had all three in the building.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, Frazier's not until Friday. But you had the other two in the building.
25 of these interviews to conduct. They've yet to hire. It would be nice if you accomplish the task of hiring a GM first and then allow that GM to hire the head coach. But it seems as if they've gone down the path on both without having one affecting the other at this point. So it's something we have to keep our eyes on as the Bears continue the search.
Why not all three?
I don't think that's how it works.
Why not?
I don't think you could just do all three like that.
Why not?
I don't think you can. Jose in Crown Point, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. To your point, I was wondering if ownership has stated why they're interviewing for both GM and coach and not just letting the GM coach. Have they answered that at all as far as why they're going about it that way?
No, nope. They said last Monday that they have their search committee and they're going to conduct the interviews, and that's that. They haven't said why they're going to do it that way. That's just how they're going to do it.
Okay.
And I am uncomfortable. Well,
yeah. Well, we'll hope for the best, guys. You guys have a good night.
Thanks. Jose, that's all. Yeah, you all wanted to know.
I think that, but if you do what I want to do, and not necessarily hire all three, like Leslie Frazier might not be, you know, the guy. Daboll might want to keep Desai. He might have his own guy in mind. Frazier might not want to leave. He might get another head coaching job offer. But if you hire Joe Schoen and Brian Daboll in one swoop, what difference does it make if you hire your GM first? If you're hiring them together, it doesn't matter. And if those guys have talked to each other and said, hey, I want to work with you. Wherever I go, you go. Wherever I go, you go, to both of them. You know what I mean? And they come here to Chicago. I don't see that as a problem. But you could have other people in mind. Like, the reason I'm worried about what he brought up is that what if you're interviewing people and you hire someone that has different head coaches in mind? You know, like, what if you hire Omar Khan and he's like, well, I've got three other guys that aren't even on this list.
Well, that's the major flaw of this whole...
Because then you're behind the eight ball.
This
because
whole there exercise.
Teams, there are teams that are already interviewing guys for the second time.
Yeah, like, and that, again, that's why from the moment this started last week, the whole exercise is flawed, right? Like, your point is perfect, 100%. You need to hire the GM first and allow that person to then hire the head coach. And there is probably a good chance that many of the names on the list are all names that the GM candidates would want to talk to.
Yeah.
And would want to hire. I mean, these aren't random head coaching names. And a lot of them are guys who have coached in the league before. Jim Caldwell, Brian Flores, Dan Quinn, Todd Bowles, Doug Peterson, Leslie Frazier. Those are all names that are obvious candidates. And same with the coordinators. Matt Eberflus. You have Byron Leftwich, Nathaniel Hackett, Brian Daboll. The candidates for head coach... that's a good list.
Yeah.
The problem is you have a ass-backwards operation, and you're doing dual interviews for a role that should be hiring the other role. That's it. All right, coming up next.
And what if they like their guy before they get to, like Omar Khan isn't scheduled yet? Well, what if they like their guy before they get to Omar Khan? Are they hiring him?
You have to conduct all the interviews. That's why we have this. This is going to be going on until March. The Bears are going to be conducting interviews. They've got 25 now
on
the list.
How many more lines on this spreadsheet is Aaron Lemming going to have to make?
I mean, God bless Aaron Lemming.
I mean, this is a
helping every Chicago sports radio person.
This is a good question.
Putting together
a spreadsheet,
a Google Doc that we can keep this all tallied, and so we know when interviews are being conducted, where the individuals are coming from,
the sources, where they're linked.
I love it. But you're right. This is going to go on until March.
Why?
Well, I mean, they got to be thorough.
Will the river be green by the time? Is that how they announce the head coach? They dye the river.
They go to dye the river, and it's the color of the coach's previous team.
Ooh, blue or green, or what else we got in here? Yellow. No one wants a yellow lake, though.
Comes up silver.
A yellow river.
What's that? The Lions? No!
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
With something. Do you know what an AirTag is?
Yes.
Have you ever seen these?
Yeah.
Like an Apple AirTag?
Yeah.
It's a device. It's a tracking device developed by Apple.
Mm-hmm.
The AirTag is designed to act as a key finder, helping people find personal items. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're aware of what...
Yeah, it's with Tile.
Tile.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's Tile?
It's the same thing. You either put it on your keys or
device, right?
Yeah, you can either put it in like a bag or right. Like I've put it in luggage before to make sure my luggage doesn't get lost.
You could stick it to something too.
Mm-hmm. You can. It'll get people that way.
Well, so I need help with something.
Did you AirTag someone?
No.
That's illegal, bro.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Did you get AirTagged?
So here's the situation. Saturday. We went and we got a car wash.
Okay.
We were told it was going to take a while, so we went to lunch, and then we came back to pick up the car.
How long does it take to wash your car?
It was like an hour and a half.
You got detailed? Detailed?
Yeah, it was a nice job.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Detailed.
Great job.
Okay.
Okay, so we get lunch, we get the car, we leave. No big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we get home, and like 20 minutes after we get home, I get a pop-up notification on my phone that says, unknown accessory detected near you.
You got AirTagged.
And so I pull up the notification, and I'm like, what? And I look at it, and it says, learn about this item.
You click learn
about this item, and it won't connect to it. And then I go, instructions to disable item, and I go to click that, and it won't connect to it. And then I look at the map and look at the map from the point, the destination of where we got the car wash to then where we went. We went to Walgreens.
Yeah.
And then we stopped and then we went home and it
no way
tracked us from the location downtown where we got the car washed.
Dude.
To our place.
Dude.
And it tracked it the entire way. And so now I'm like, I'm looking at my phone. I'm sitting in the living room. I'm like, hold up. I was like, Autumn, did you get any new devices that I'm unaware of? Like a new watch, like an Apple Watch or like EarPods or something? Because, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. And I showed it to her. And she's like, I think someone put something on our car. And someone's tracking us. So here's how I need help, right? So that night,
did you call the police?
No, we haven't. Should I have done that first?
Yes!
Really? That's number one?
You have to, like, there. You can take, there. I mean, if someone from the car wash put that on your car.
Oh, it's illegal. No, I'm well aware of this.
Don't
I have to find it first?
So did you not find it?
No, I went out to the car, and we ripped the car apart. Could not find it.
Oh, no.
And so I looked online. The Tile sticker is like a little round piece. It looks like a quarter.
Uh-huh.
It's black, and it sticks at things.
Yes.
And I looked under the car.
Is it still on your car?
I looked in the hood. I looked everywhere. Now, the tracking stopped.
Was it Dean?
I don't know. The tracking stopped. But my question to you guys, if you want to join us, 312-332-3776, the question is this. Where does one hide these? Like, where should
under
I look?
Under the wheel well.
What do you mean under the wheel well?
Under the wheel well.
I looked in there.
You looked where a normal like cop would put a tracker?
Yes.
Like you
I looked
watched,
there. I even got on the ground.
Have you watched the wire?
I got on the ground, looked up, and I it's all metal. I saw it. There's nothing on the very bottom. All good there.
Here's what I would do if I were you. Here's what I would do. Car into the lake.
What? No. I don't think that's an option.
Okay. Then what I would do.
I don't think driving the car into the lake is an option.
It could be. You have insurance. First of all,
it's a newer car.
Someone is taking your new best friend hunt to a weird level. Okay. Someone on the Twitch chat said under the carpets.
I pulled up both mats.
Okay.
There's nothing underneath the mats. That
gas
was
cap.
The gas cap. I looked.
Look there.
What do you mean inside?
No, inside
like
the gas.
It comes
yeah.
open.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No,
other
nothing
side.
There. Nothing there.
Under the car? You looked under the whole car?
I looked under the car. I opened the hood. I looked all around, but like motor stuff, I'm not.
Did you pull out all the stuff from the car?
Wait, and that's a great question because we had a few bags in the back and I looked through most of everything
that
was
in
there. It's underneath.
Did you open up the floor of your trunk?
I didn't do that.
Dude.
But like, you think that they open that up and put it on the spare tire?
In my car, we have storage there. So I can lift up the floor of the trunk in my SUV. And there's compartments there.
Oh, okay, so a couple things. One, where is it? I need someone with a criminal mind to help me out. Someone with a bad mind to tell me.
If you stalk someone, 312-332-3776, we need to know.
All right, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, I need someone to help me.
That's legit what you're asking.
I need someone to help me. Where should I be looking for
if
this?
If you're a creep, 312-332-3776.
If you have priors, 312.
Well, I mean, that's a given if you're calling this show. Tyler asks if you have priors before we put you on the air. That's
where are you calling
given.
From? Do you got priors? So one, where would it be placed? Where would it be placed? Number two, how concerned should I be? Now,
extremely.
But here's the thing. I drove the car on Sunday and yesterday, Monday.
Yeah.
And it didn't track us anymore.
Yeah, but they could have turned it off and then they'll turn it back on when they want to turn it back on.
Well, that now that's creepy.
It found your home already.
Of course it's creepy. You got air tagged, bro.
Well, yeah, I mean, figured out where home was.
Have you looked it up?
We live in a shared building, so I mean it's you got the target range area,
tagged.
I guess, but all right. So how concerned should I be?
Very.
Is that what you just Googled and it said be very concerned?
To disable the AirTag, find my network accessory to stop sharing your location. Oh. Tap instructions to disable and finally on screen steps. If you feel your safety is at risk, contact your local law enforcement who can work with Apple.
The Apple alert says it. Now, here's the piece of information I need to tell you to solidify that's not an AirTag. When we were near the car.
Oh, so it's a tile?
Autumn, she downloaded a Bluetooth scanner thing and a tile came up. Now, it didn't...
So you know it's on the car!
It's somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Bro.
I told you earlier today, I had something that I didn't tell you about over the
weekend.
What
do you mean? Why are you telling me? Call the cops! Why are you here right now?
But there's nothing there!
Call the cops!
They're just like, hey, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know.
There's a police car right across the street. Go talk to him.
But I would have to have it to prove anything.
What do you mean you had to... There's an AirTag on my car, bro. Help me out.
Joe in Oak Forest. Joe, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So first off, I don't think you guys are worried. I think it was probably just an accident.
Yeah, that's the guy who tapped it would say.
Sure, yeah.
Seriously, no, because if you said you could hook a little thing to to like your keys, like I mean, one of my first jobs was I was like a detail guy at a car wash, and I mean, there's little hidden compartments all over your car.
Yeah.
I mean, if it were to be something like that, you could easily, if one of your seats leans forward, you could put it down there. You could put it in like by the fuse box when you open up your door.
Mm.
Those things open up.
Yeah.
Take anything you want in there if it's a sticker. I mean, anywhere plastic. I don't think they'd put it outside your car, though, because it would get wet, especially with the snow.
I agree with you, Joe. I don't think it's on the outside or underneath. I think it's inside somewhere. I agree with you.
Somewhere, or underneath the like the steering wheel where that like all the wires are and stuff underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I checked the steering column. I didn't see anything because if you Google online a tile sticker, it's very obvious what it looks like, but it sticks. So you can place it anywhere. I checked under the seats, you know, under the front seats. You can get under there and look and all that.
That's why maybe the fuse box spot might be a good spot to look because you can't see there. It pops off.
Dude, there's so many weird crevices in your car.
Thanks,
that you
Joe.
Could
Thank
put
you
it.
For the call.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you got to lift. I'm telling you, the ground, the floor of your trunk.
Yeah.
That lift up?
Yeah, that's where the spare
is. It's in there. It is in
you
there.
You guarantee it's in there.
I am guaranteeing it. Because that's you just throw that in there. You lift it open, you throw it in there.
Paul on the northwest side. Paul.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm scared now.
I would be too if I ever got tracked like that. So, I mean, it is what it is. But I would say something. So I used to be a detailer, and there is a lot of places, especially if you pull up the carpet, you could actually hide it like in between there, or they probably hid it underneath the engine. I actually know someone that actually got tracked. If you look in between your hood, there's like a little vent that or pockets that you could actually stick those to. I personally haven't been tracked, but I know people who have, and it's scary.
So how did they get it off, or how did they find it?
They didn't. They went somewhere to a police station or something like that, and they found it. But they left the car there, and that's how that was. That was dealt.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Appreciate it.
No problem, man.
So you're telling me I should have called the cops?
Yeah, dude, you should be at the police station right now. I'll do the rest of the show. Get out of here.
This actually just happened in Philadelphia, too.
Dude, I'm reading a story about it on CBS.
There are stories everywhere.
It says, call 911 immediately.
Yeah, dude, what are you doing here? Call Autumn right now. Go to break. We'll be right back with Song of the Night. He's got to save his wife.
He's got stalkers.
It tells you in the alert. Apple tells you in the alert. That if your safety is a concern,
your safety is a concern.
How do you know? How do you know?
Where's the car right now?
Let me ask you this. So you think that they could just turn it off?
Yes.
That the tracking is just off.
Can you turn off the tracker for your AirPods?
I don't know.
Can you turn off Find My iPhone?
Sure.
How long does it take?
I don't know.
5 seconds, not even. You click a thing, you turn it back on, you click it off, you turn it back on.
I don't know about this. Derek in Plainfield.
Oh,
Derek, you're on ESPN 1000.
When all your stuff is taken,
right,
don't
bro,
come crying to me.
A huge favor. You're not thinking like a crook. These things, they run on a battery, so chances are it will eventually die. But they had your vehicle, so they could have wired it in anywhere to the fuse box, whatever.
Boom.
But all they need to know is where that vehicle went when it stopped. Because they could have gotten the valet key, and now they can get inside. They know your address. They can use your garage door opener if you have a pre-programmed one to get inside your house. Or they could steal the car. It's definitely a concern that you should call the police about.
Thank you for the call, Derek. Appreciate you, man.
Why are you still
here? No problem, brother. Right. I'm trying to help you.
I know. Thank you.
Derek, tell him to leave right now.
All right.
Leave right now. Listen to your partner.
I'm trying to help you. This is your best friend trying to help you. Stop doing this radio show and go help your wife.
Why? She's okay right now.
For now.
Jeez.
Jeez, what? We're trying to help.
Well, I thought someone would be like, oh, it's probably in this spot. Just check right there. It'd be easy. And then I'd throw it in the lake. And then they could look in the lake for it.
No, your whole car needs to be in the lake right now.
Well,
you got to move. You need to move.
Well, yeah, I know. It tracked us around.
Yeah, it doesn't know where you
live. Right? I'm not smart. We didn't drive home that day. We were driving somewhere else.
You're home now?
We're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
So over the weekend, I think someone put a tag on our car.
You think?
I think.
No, you know.
I don't know. I haven't found it. I'm not trying to be accusatory. I'm just saying It popped up as an unknown device that followed us from one location to the next, and now it's no longer following us.
Go to the police station.
I think there's something there, but we have yet to find it. So I'm trying to figure out whether or not there's a good spot, good hiding spot, that it would be hidden.
Go to the police station.
Jeff in Cambridge, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up,
what's up, Jeff?
There is several spots all over that car. Every caller they called before is correct. There's places underneath the dash, the fuse boxes. If you, depending on the car type of car you have, you open the door right away, right there on the side of the dash. Hmm. You know, you can pop it out, pop it right in, you know, place a little sticker thing right in there, and no one would ever know. I've been working on cars since I was 16, and I've been towing cars for 15 years, repossessions, everything else. There's everywhere they can stick those things, unfortunately. And with everything else going on nowadays, all the stolen cars and everything, yeah, I would probably be worried, have your car checked out.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Jeff. Thank you for the phone call.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Have a good day, man.
Appreciate you. Oh, this sucks.
Have you told your wife?
That we should go to the police?
That she should go to the police right now.
Does she have to go right now?
Wait till they steal all your stuff tonight. What? Wait till they break into your house this evening while you sleep. No, just wait. Just wait it out. No, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Wait till you're at work tomorrow and she's in the apartment alone. What's the big deal?
Probably not. That's
what's
not
the
ideal.
Big deal?
No.
Go now.
What?
Have her pick you up and go after the show.
Song of the night.
I want to rock!
We're gonna do
the
song of the night.
Turn up the volume
now.
And don't touch that dial because it's time for...
Really? I don't even have any info up. I'm no just amazed.
Yeah, it's just an...
I'm amazed.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's Song of the Night, each and every night here on Black and Abdullah, around 6:50, we like to bring to you the Song of the Night. Tonight's Song of the Night, Stevie Wonder, Superstition. From 1972, it's your Song of the Night with Black and Abdullah.
Doing this song today again, like everything has been pushed out of my mind except for the safety of my friend and his wife and their great dog.
In January 18th, 1989, Stevie Wonder was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He became the youngest person, 38 years old, to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Today's January 18th. This happened in 1989.
I'll tell you what you and Stevie Wonder have in common.
Yeah.
You're blind to the fact that your ass is going to get robbed. I mean, you know what? You know, you don't have anything in common because even Stevie could see this a while away. Stevie would be playing the piano, smiling. Your ass is going to get robbed, Chris. I'm just telling you. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's cool. I went in 26, whenever the Cubs were there. I went then. I had some time to kill before I sat in the back of Yurko's truck. Not in the bed. He has like a back seat. It's cool. I mean, they got a lot of cool stuff in there. Like concert worn stuff and full kits. Like a bunch of memorabilia. Stuff from like tours. Like set pieces from tours. Like full on. Like, you know, they have the... they have from the Injustice for All tour from Metallica. They have like the scale.
Really?
From that. It's cool. Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is awesome.
Did you go by yourself?
I did. Well, yeah. I mean, I was there by my. I was there. I was waiting for them. They were doing the show, and then we were leaving after the show. So, like, I woke up hungover, went to this, went to the museum, met them at the car, and then Yurko drove. He actually just drove me to his house, and then Danny Zetterman and I had to Uber from Northwest Indiana back to the station.
Close enough.
And then I had to work. I think I had to produce. I don't even remember who was. I think Ben Finfer was hosting. I had to produce this show. It was like the day after the World Series. It was great. And the museum's awesome. If you're ever in Cleveland, go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's awesome.
Stevie Wonder, superstition.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder's cool too. He's not really blind.
It's your song in the night.
Partially blind. Are you going to the Alps?
I'm here with you for another hour.
I hope someone that's listening to this on like Saturday to the Song of the Night podcast is like, what the hell is going on? Why is Chris going to the cops?
Stevie Wonder, Song of the Night.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
We'll take your phone calls in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdullah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.